Hello there. Let's go on with Joey and the story of Moses.
Daddy, what happened after the spies came back from the land of Canaan?
Well, do you remember how they turned all the people against Moses?
No, tell me about it.
Well, two of the spies said that the people could go into the land and take it like God had promised. But the other 10 spies did not trust God, and they were afraid. And the people believed them, and they started calling out to stone Moses and Aaron with stones. They wanted to appoint a new captain to lead them back to Egypt. Then the glory of the Lord appeared in the tabernacle, and the Lord said,
"How long will these people provoke me? How long will it be before they believe me? Haven't I shown them signs of my power? I will smite them with a sickness. I will disinherit them. I will take you, Moses, and make a greater nation than they are."
"Oh, Lord,
have mercy. If you destroy this people, the Egyptians and the nations round about us will hear of it and will say that you were not able to bring this people into the land, and because of this you have slain them in the wilderness. Now, Lord, show forth your great mercy, for the Lord is long-suffering and forgives sin. Pardon this people according to the greatness of thy mercy."
"I will pardon according to my word, but as truly as I live, all the earth shall be filled with my glory. Because this nation has seen my glory and power, and yet not trusted me, therefore none of them who are 20 years of age or older shall ever enter into the land, except Caleb and Joshua. They trusted me, and they shall enter in. The others will all die in the wilderness. Only their children will enter in and conquer the land I promised."
God is waiting for us to pray for the lost today, just as Moses prayed for his people. Do you want to take Jesus as your Savior? Then let's pray. "Dear Jesus, come into my heart. I am sorry for the wrong things I've done. Thank you for dying for me and my sins on the cross. Thank you for a clean new heart and your gift of everlasting life. Amen."